Hey, it's Dave, and you know I'm not a fan of pre-rolls, so the fact that I'm doing one, you know this is important, and it's time-sensitive, because March 21st at 5:30 Eastern, myself and my favorite book guru, Thomas Umstadt Jr., are doing a webinar on book launch secrets. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch, you'll learn more about it. But I just wanted to get this in here, because that's right around the corner. Again, schoolofpodcasting.com/booklaunch. Today's show is brought to you by Thrive Themes, conversion-focused WordPress themes and plugins. Check them out at morepodcastmoney.com/thrive. Today on More Podcast Money, how you can survey your audience for free. Who could use some more money? Maybe you didn't start your podcast looking to make money, but you hear about others who are making some cash and hey, you'd like to join that club. Well, you're in the right place. I've been podcasting since 2005 and I can tell you what is and is not working. Our website is morepodcastmoney.com where you can see our blog, join our newsletter, and purchase the book, More Podcast Money. I'm your host, Dave Jackson. Now, who wants to make some more money? I've had clients come up to me and say, hey, I approached a sponsor and now they want this information about my audience. And I go, that's great. And they go, I don't have any information about my audience. I see this happen a lot because, you know, sometimes we just decide I need to make some money with this thing and we run out the door to find money. We get the cart before the horse. So today we're talking about surveys. And to me, there are two different types of surveys. And so the first thing you have to figure out is what am I doing with this survey? Why am I doing it? And so one is I need to know information about my audience because I want to create what's called a media kit. And this way, if you go to a sponsor and they go, hey, tell me about your audience, you couldn't say, here's everything about the show. And so that would be what I would call an audience survey. And this is where we're going to ask things like their age, their sex, their education, their income, their location, their race, their marital status. Do they own or do they rent? Do they have children? What products do they plan on purchasing in the future? What was the last product they purchased? Those kind of things. Now, the other type of survey is what I would call an audience survey, but it's about you, or more importantly, about how they feel about your show. Now, you want to be careful with this because the worst thing you can do is ask somebody for their opinion and then do nothing with it. But these would be things like, how did you hear about the show? How do you listen to the podcast? Where do you listen to the podcast? How many episodes have you listened to? What's your opinion on the length of the show? Is it too short? Is it too long? What's your opinion on ads, if you have any? What's your favorite thing about the show? What's your least favorite thing about the show? What would you like to see on the show? How likely are you to tell a friend? How much of the episode do you typically listen to? Right? So these are questions about your show, because the idea is you're going to take this feedback and tailor your show to meet the audience. And in some cases, something else you might want to add to your media kit is not just about your audience, but about podcasting in general. This may be somebody's first time of spending money on podcast advertising. And so this, again, would be things where you could say how much it's growing. And there's a great company called Edison Research. They're like the kings of polling the podcast industry. And they have a great report called The Share of Ear. They have another one called The Infinite Dial. They're at edisonresearch.com. And I will have links to these out in the show notes. Now, some tips on making a survey. If you do anything with a rating, so if you say, how likely are you to recommend More Podcast Money to a friend? Well, that scale better be even. Like on a scale from 1 to 4, where 4 is perfect and 1 is awful, how do you rate the length of this show? Now, why do I want even? Because if I go 1 through 5, you can choose 3, which is right in the center. And I really want to know, do you like it a little more or a little less? So if I have even numbers, now you've got to either go, let's say 1 through 4. You've either got to choose 3 or 2. You can't, there is no middle. So that's one tip. And then the other thing you're probably going to have to do is give them a bribe. This is one of those situations where you're probably only going to get about 3% of your audience. And this is where you're going to have to give them some sort of bribe. And this is where I've seen people do things like Amazon gift certificates. I know 1 year I gave away a membership at my school of podcasting show. But the bottom line is you're probably going to have to give them a boost. Just asking for it. You know, it's like, hey, come fill out this form so I can get better advertisers. That doesn't really inspire people. I know a friend of mine that works for Gallup, you know, the polling people. And he says anything more than 15 questions is an absolute waste of time. Nobody will fill it out. So you need to figure out what questions you really need answered to and answer those questions. Now, you've probably heard of places like SurveyMonkey and PollDaddy. And these are places where you can create free surveys, but they're limited. You can only ask so many questions and you can only have so many responses. And this is why I like Google Forms. If you go to forms.google.com, you can create your own questions. You can kind of customize how it looks. You can have as many questions as you want, as many answers as you want, and then download the answers in a spreadsheet. And again, it's absolutely free. You can find it at forms.google.com. But this would be the first step of creating a media kit, and that is getting some audience demographics. So who found that useful? I want to thank you so much for listening today. I hope you found today's episode useful. If you're interested in starting a podcast, come visit me over at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're not new to podcasting, well then come buy the book, More Podcast Money, at our website, morepodcastmoney.com, or just do a search at Amazon for More Podcast Money. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting asking you, who could use some more money?
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Hey, it's Dave. Thanks for sticking around here. Again, this is not the norm, but we've kind of got a time-sensitive issue here because this webinar is March 21st about book launch secrets. It's myself and Thomas Umstadt, and then he's going to talk about this course. And it's going to basically go over everything you need to know about launching your book. And you'll learn proven principles and methods to help your next book or get your first book off the ground like a rocket. Thomas, the same way that I live and breathe podcasting, Thomas lives and breathes books. And then what's beautiful about it is his kind of mentor, James L. Rubart, it's kind of like getting Han Solo and Yoda at the same time. And the reason I think this is so important is this is the last time they're teaching this course. Now, the webinar you're signing up for, absolutely free, and you're going to walk away with a lot of great ideas and an offer. We're not going to lie to you. They're going to talk to you and ask you to take this course. But there's so much value in just the free webinar. I wanted to let you know that it's going on and it's happening very, very soon. March 21st. Look at the calendar. Yeah, that's like, holy cow, it's coming right up. All you have to do is go to schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. That's schoolofpodcasting.com/book launch. I can't wait to see you there.